week in review, we'll do Simin Kuf Ches, Be'ez Hashem, and maybe Kuf Tes. Okay, the topic of Simin Kuf Ches is Tashlumin. When one misses davening, we'll see by accident, one has the option to, or the chiyuv, to make it up. To daven Tashlumin, which is davening the next tefillah to Shmona Esrei's. Okay, we'll start with a little background, and then we'll use that background to take us through a good part of the siman. So the Gemara in Brachas Chavav says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ta'a v'lo espala arvis mispal shachris shtayim." He forgot Mariv, made a mistake. He thought he davened, whatever it is. He realized he missed Mariv in the morning. He realizes that he missed Mariv. He has to daven two shmon eses for shachris. If he misses shachris, he davens two shmon eses for mincha. If he misses mincha, two shmon eses for Mariv. Okay, so one thing to point out, which we're going to see, is ta'a means he forgot, and not if he does it on purpose. Okay, we can get there. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis brings down, he didn't daven mincha on Erev Shabbos, so he's going to daven two Leil Shabbos Shemona Esrei. If he didn't daven Shabbos mincha, he's going to daven two Motzei Shabbos Shemona Esrei. Now, the rule is, this is very important, this is the topic of Sif Aleph, is the first tefillah is the regular tefillah, the second one is the makeup tefillah. So, when he davens two Shemona Esrei, on Motzei Shabbos, he's going to say Atachanu Tanu in the first one, and he's not going to say Atachanu Tanu in the second one. As a general rule, it's the same Shemona Esrei. Just by Havdalah, there's no reason to do it both. It does it one time. But yeah, we actually spoke about that a little bit. It's supposed to be the same Shemona Esrei. Same Shemona Esrei twice. Just Havdalah, he only needs to do once, so he's going to do Havdalah in the first and not the second. If he flips it, does Havdalah in the second and not in the first, he's not Yotzei the first, he's only Yotzei the second. The Gemara says, well, why? We know that if you daven Motzei Shabbos, you forgot Atachon and Tanu. So you don't have to repeat. You just say Havdalah ala kos, which you're going to do anyway, and finish. So the Gemara does not answer the Kasha, the Gemara just leaves it Kasha. And the Rosh explains, there's a difference between a Kasha and a Tiyufta. A Tiyufta is, we throw out the opinion of the Amora because he's against, let's say, the Mishnah. But by a Kasha, there's an answer, just the Gemara didn't give us the answer. He brings down from Rav Haigon, what's the answer over here? The answer over here is that it has nothing to do with Havdalah and Atzachan Tanu. What it has to do with, when he says Havdalah in the first, and I'm sorry, he says Havdalah in the second and not the first, so what he's showing is that the first one is really the makeup for Mincha, and that's why he didn't say Havdalah, and the second one is the Mariv, and that is Ma'akiv. If he switches the order and he first does the makeup, he's not Yotzei, and he has to do it again. Okay, now let's see. Kuf Ches Aleph. Ta'a Onenas. He was mistaken, or something came up, and he couldn't daven. Velo Espal Shachris. He didn't daven Shachris. Mispal Mincha Shtayim. He should daven two Mincha Shmona Esrei. Mishabura right away points out in Sif Katan Aleph. Ta'a Kavanoso Afuke Hazit. Because they come in, we'll see in Sif Zion. Okay, that's if it's not bemazed. If he does it bemazed, then he does not daven tashlum. Although we'll see that even in a mazed case, there is room for some sort of tashlumen, but it's not the standard tashlumen that we're talking about. So if he makes a mistake, Kuf Ches Aleph, we just sort of just, you missed a little intro, but we just start. To nenas vo espal shachris mispal mincha shtayim. He didn't daven shachris, he's going to daven two mincha shmona esrei. Harishona mincha, the first one is going to be the mincha, the first one is always the one that he needs to daven right now. Vashniya latashlum, the second one is going to be the makeup one. Vim hipech, if he switches the order, lo yotze yedei tefillah shitashlum, he's not yotze the tashlumin. So the first one was the tashlumin, zero credit, not yotze. The second one now is the chiyuv, and now he has to daven a third shmona esrei, which will be the tashlumin. Tashlumin always comes second. It's not a nedava. It's probably not a bracha levatol. He's just not yotze. He still spoke to Hashem. He did rachamim. He's an Indian of rachamim, but he's not yotze. V'tzarech lachzor with a spalel losa. V'chein edim b'chol makom shetzarech l'spalel tefila l'tashlumin. The tashlumin comes second. Okay, now why this is so important is a whole discussion. Last time we spoke this out, I think we gave two reasons. The Madani Yontif at the bottom of the Rush gives first one reason, Tadir Sheino Tadir, and therefore the Tadir Tefillah is the regular one, not the makeup one. However, the Madani Yatav doesn't like that because the rule of Tadir Sheno Tadir is not Li'ikuva. If Tadir Sheno Tadir, Tadir Kodim. What if you did Tadir not Kodim? You still Yotze. So Madani Yatav rejects it. And then the Madani Yatav wants to say, he's afraid like this. If you daven the Tashlumin first, so let's say Shachris, he misses Shachris. So he's supposed to daven Mincha, and then daven the Tashlumin. If he doesn't do that, he davens the Tashlumin first. So what's going to happen? It's going to come, let's say, 12 o'clock. Really, Zman Mincha is 12:30. Mincha does half hour after Chatzos. At Chatzos, he's going to daven the Tashlumin. He's going to daven Shachris, basically, after the Zman Shachris, at the wrong time. That's what he says is the fear. The Aruch HaShulchan, which I don't think we spoke out last time, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like that either. And he says, like this, he says, you have a chiyuv, the king, Melech Malchei HaMelechim, told you to daven. And therefore, right now, the chiyuv is to take care of the chiyuv that I have right now. Right now, let's say it's mincha time, my chiyuv is to daven mincha. After mincha, okay, now I have to see, what did I not do properly earlier that I have to make up for? But the first thing that a person has to do is daven the tefillah that Hashem wants him to daven right now. And the Lashon uses a very shtag, imav kemorid b'malchus. It's like morid b'malchus. And if he doesn't daven right now, what he's supposed to do right now, and that's how he wants to explain, because to say that you're not Yotze is very harif. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan's hesber. Okay, so here we see in the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Im hi beich lo yotze desil shi tashum, tzach lach, tzbal tzav, chen edim, chom akum, tzach tzbal tzav, tzach tzbal. The first one is the regular one, the second one is the tashlumen. Now, the Magen Avraham and the Taz, okay, the Mechaber just says if you switch it, then you're not Yotze. The Mishbura explains over here, in Sifkatan Zayin, Perish, Shaisa Bidaito Shetea Rishon of the Tashlumin Lo Yotze. Dilo Tiknu Rabbanan Hashlama Ela Bezones Askos Betfila Chiyubes Vel Kodim Lachem. So, the Mechaber, Mishbura is explaining the Mechaber. If he, in his brain, it's not mostly Shabbos, there's no Havdalah, there's no Atachon Antono. In his brain, he thinks the first one is Tashlumin and the second one is the regular one, he's not Yotze. However, Magen Avraham and the Taz disagree, and the Mishbura continues to bring their opinion. V'yesh mefakfikim lomar, she'ein tzarech lachzo ulespal elim ken gila daito beferish betfiloso she'ashni l'shem chova v'rishona l'tashlumim. It's not the Magen Avraham and the Taz disagree. The Mechaber says the din in your brain. They say it's a din in the brain. If you're thinking your brain, the first one's tashlumin, boom, you're not Yotze. Magen Avraham and the Taz says no, it's not depend on what's in your brain. It depends on what's coming out of your mouth. The problem is only when it's clear from the words that you're saying, from the tefillah, you said Atachon Antanu in the second one and not the first one. Right. And this is where Yaakov Moshe's point comes up. If you would say in one Shalom Rav and in one Sim Shalom, even though you're supposed to do both the same, both whatever you're up to right now, so that would be a gilui in the tefillah itself that you switch the order and then you are in fact not going to be Yotze. Mishabura concludes in the Sifkat on Zion, the Indian Dina, Kasav HaPrichodesh, Raprima Gadim, She'en Lenu Ela Dibrei HaMechaber. They decide with the Mechaber over the Magen Avraham and the Taz, that it's just in the brain. Even if there's nothing different in the Shmoneh Esrei itself, if you thought the first one is a Tashlumen, and you thought the second one's a regular one, you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze the first one, and then you have to daven a third. V'chein Hetik Hadera Chachayim La'alachom. Mikol Mokom. Tov Yotze, because it is a machlokes, if he just did it in his brain, Magen Avraham Taz says he doesn't daven a third time, so anytime we have a machlokes about whether he should daven or not, Tov Yotze should be eish shechoz mespalel yasne, he should make a tenai, if he's chayev to daven now, this is his chiyav, or this is his tashlumen, and if he's not chayev, then this should be a tefillas and daven. V'yomar, im eini mechuyav lespalel pam she'enis, anim mespalel osa betoras nedavon. Now, can he do that on Shabbos? No. The Chiddush, we say you don't need a Chiddush. Usually you need a Chiddush. But you don't need a Chiddush when you have a Suffolk. When you have a Suffolk, there's no, you don't need a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that you're going to be Yotze now, you're davening. But the question, can you do this on Shabbos? By Shmoni Esrei, if we have to say Suffolk Baruch Zaka, we do. But if you could daven with it tonight, so we say it down tonight. So here, Dirshu points out in footnote 15 The Rishi points out, Gam b'Shabbos, im hikdus ba'al tefilas tashlum in kasev v'chaim Kanievsky, she yochel achzol l'spal v'ein tzarech lahasnos. Kevin shekol elu shem ikra din tzarech lahasnos l'spal, yochel achzol gam b'Shabbos, v'av shebechol omim shetov v'shiyasna. The ikra din, you pass on like the mechaber, he has to dive in again. But the Rav Chadamilsa, to cover your back during the week, you're going to make this tonight. Oh, on Shabbos, you can't make the tonight. So you have a choice. You dive in a third time, or you don't dive in a third time. You can do one or the other. So what do? We look, what's the halacha? The halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you're not yotzei to daven again, so you're going to daven again. During the week, to cover your back, you're going to make it tonight. But you can't do that on Shabbos, so you're not going to do it on Shabbos, and you don't have to do it on Shabbos. Sif Beis. We need to get your Mishabura. Is there extra Mishabura in the house? Okay, Sif Beis. Tov lo espalal mincha. Person makes a mistake and forgot to daven mincha. Mispalal arvish shtayim. So you should daven two ma'arv shmona esrei. Harishona, we said the first one is the makeup one. The first one is the regular one. Harishona arvis. Vashniya letashlumen. And the second one is the makeup one. Ta'ah. Velo is palel arvis. He forgot arvis. Mispalel shachris shtayim. The rishon is shachris. The shni is a tashlumen. Now la'acha shomer yotzer shmona esrei. After he davens brichos kriyashma, and he davens shmona esrei of shachris, shmona esrei brachos yomar ashrei. La'acha kach ispalel shmona esrei the tashlumen arvis. So he's going to daven shachris. After his shachris shmona esrei, he's going to say ashrei, and then he's going to dive in the tashlumen for Maariv. Tachlum do later. Yotzer refers to brichas kriyashma. Yotzer hamaoros. Yeah, one after the other with an interruption of ashrei.
He doesn't do tachlum.
Later. Ashrei, just ashrei.
Also in the mincha.
Hold on. So he doesn't tell us mincha. That's by shachris when you're making up marav. The Ramah adds, "Lachen kishem espalal arvis shtayim." You forgot mincha. Mishum shlos bal mincha. Yomar ashrei bein tefila letefila. So when you're davening two shachrises, you say ashrei, and when you're davening two marivs, you're going to say ashrei. It doesn't tell us to do when you're going to daven two minchas. That's one point. Okay. Now the Mishabura Sifkaton Yud Dalid brings down. Second line, v'yesh me'achronim shekatzu b'shem ha'mikubalim shelo lomar ashrei ba'arvis. Not to say ashrei at night. V'av shu b'shut tchilas ha'mincha. Even though it's a makeup of mincha, when you miss mincha, you not only miss the shmona esrei, you also miss ashrei. So, even though the ashrei here is would seem to be very fitting, don't say ashrei. Gam ken yesh lahachmi b'zeh. V'kasa v'derech ha'chaim, de'ech shodam yinek b'zeh, yesh lo al mi lismok. So the Mishabura seems to go, you can go either way. Some say yes to say, some say not to say. It sort of can go either way. Dirishu points out that we learned in Simin Kuf Hei, that the Mishabura seemed to say not to say ashrei. Okay, then at the end of Mishabura Sifkaton Yudalit, he points out, I am a magid of Ram Shekasa, Dimidibri Azor, Mashab, Afila Ba'ofen Zelo, Yorminu Adait to Dechova, Raka Kore Batorah. A person comes late to Mincha. Unfortunately, happens a lot. Come late to Mincha. You miss Ashrei. It's also Ashmon Ashrei with the Tzibor. So you want to say Ashrei afterwards. You missed Ashrei. So the magid of Ram brings down from the Zohar not to say Ashrei afterwards. Then he says, but don't say it Adait to Dechova. If you just say, like saying Tehillim Stam, that will be okay. Don't say it as a Chova of the Ashrei of Mincha, because the Ashrei of Mincha is supposed to be before Shemona Esrei, not after Shemona Esrei. And here the Sharat Tzion, Oizchav Zion points out, and then even at night you can say it. By Ma'ariv, you can also say it as long as you're not saying it Adait to Dechova. Now, when I first learned this, when you first gave the Shir in this earlier this week, so it sounded like it's a din in not saying Torah Shebichsav at night. Yesh kazeh inyan, not to say Torah Shebichsav at night. Then we pointed out,
you don't say Ashrei after Mincha.
even though it's still daytime. Right. So one thing is it's still daytime, so it doesn't seem to be this nighttime business. Good, that's one point. And the other thing is the Aruch HaShulchan points out that the Mekubalim are not happy with Ashrei, so say another Kapitul Tehillim. So obviously it's not a din in Tarshish B'Chsav, because they're all the same. It's a special din in Ashrei, not a din in Tarshish B'Chsav. And then we went and gave a whole... We spoke at the whole business of the Torah Shabbat Chsav at night, which I don't think we need to do right now, but it's discussing Reish Lam Ches. So hopefully in a year from now, we'll be up to the end of Chedek Beis. What's Reish Lam Ches? Hilchos Marev, Hilchos Nighttime. There, the Mishnah brings down a discussion about Torah Shabbat Chsav at night.
And then the time of less Makbid.
That was the first year. We just said it very briefly, right? The second year, when we went through it, we went through the Marma Koimus. So, very quickly, the Ber Heitev says not to read, you know, Torah Shabbat Chsav at night. And then the Shara Tzion brings down in Reish Lamechaz. The Ber Heitev says not to read at night. Prima Gadim says you can read at night. Then he says even according to the Machmirim, it's only the Din L'Chatchila. It's not really a problem. Okay, and it's based on the Medrash. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar brings down that Moshe learned Mikra Bayom and Mishnah Balayla. So therefore, it's better to do things that way, but it's not giving you a chiyuv. The Arizal was very, very makbid not to have Tanakh at night. But he says they were not Moshe against Stam Balabatim, that was the only thing they knew how to learn. He was not Moshe on women. And then you say that the... And Tehillim is Derech Tefillah. It's not called Torah Shabbat Chsav. Exactly. He's not doing it with Torah Tefillah. He's doing it with Torah Tefillah, not with Torah... Right, so those are all the... From the Mishnah Berurah, does not sound like a Zasser. And that's why we're not knowing that Zasser. Okay. That is Sif Beis. Sif Gimel. Ha demashma tfila shehifsid davka bizman tfila. Ava b'sha she'ein zman tfila lo. So, this is a question, what is he referring to over here? Okay. Here's my chalak. Exactly what the Mishnah is saying. Let's see again. How the mash when you miss a davening, you're supposed to make it up. Davka bezman tefila, avo b'shash ein zman tefila lo. So what is that referring to? So Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tezvav brings down a chalak. Yesh me'achronim shekasu sherotz loma delo tiknu chazal tefila sashloma rak ba'odenu ozek b'tefila so ha'ikaris acha sheshak kadei hilach arba amos o ashrei b'intime. So some achronim hold. Who is it saying in Chav Ches? Is that the Pre-Chadosh? Yeah. Pre-Chadosh. So some Achronim hold that you can only say the makeup tefillah toch kedei the first tefillah. They're supposed to be one into the other. You need a slight pause, either waiting Dalet Amos or the Ashrei, you're supposed to say Ashrei, O Sheken, O Shelo, but not longer than that. Toch kedei the regular tefillah, you go into the Tashlumin tefillah. Even though everyone agrees the chatchila, you should do one and then the other. The question is, what happens b'di'evit? B'di'evit ainu ma'akiv rakim over his man tefillah. The guy davened 7 o'clock. Then he goes off to, he goes to work, whatever. 2 hours. 2 hours later, he says, wait a second, I think I missed Marv last night. Okay? So everyone agrees, if he remembers right away, he should go one and then the other. The question is, he just had a 2 hour pause between the regular Shemona Esrei and now the Tashlumin. Should he daven Tashlumin now? The Pre-Chadosh, the first side, the Yesh Me'achronim, no, it's too late. Once you go take a 2 hour break, you cannot daven Tashlumin. The second team holds that, no. B'di'evit einu ma'akev rakim arvei zman tefillah. It's okay. Okay? Even though you took a 2 hour break, you're allowed to daven the Tashlumin now. However, Dehainu, okay, im lo ispal arvis ispal shachrish time rak at arba shos alayom. But let's say it's a 6 to 6 day, so it's on tefillah 10 o'clock. You daven 8 o'clock, very good. Then you go to work, 11 o'clock, you realize, oh, I didn't daven marav last night. So if you realize, oh, I didn't daven shachrish this morning, you daven at 11 o'clock. Right? You get schar tefillah Ika schar tefila bezmana leka. You don't get schar tefila bezmana. We get schar tefila. But now we're talking about tashlumin. He realized at 11 o'clock he didn't have a marav last night. According so now, even the second opinion holds that he's not allowed to daven tashlumin after sosman tefila. Then at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, actually it's not the end of the Mishnah Berurah, it's a huge Mishnah Berurah, halfway through, it's the bottom right line on the right side. And he missed Marav. And then he doesn't wake up the next day until 10 o'clock. So he's davening Shacharis after Sosman Tefillah, which he has to do that. He has no choice. He should have woken up earlier. He didn't. Good. Daven and get Schar Tefillah, even though you don't get Schar Tefillah Bezmana. Derech HaChaim says, once you daven the Iker Tefillah right now, so then you also have a license to do the Tashlumin as well. Okay? Once you daven the Iker Tefillah after the Zman, so you can daven the Tashlumin after the Zman as well. Kevin Sheosek B'Tefillah.
That's
a Machmir,
like this opinion?
Yes. Then he concludes at the end of Sifkat and Tesvav, Omnam Mechatchila Yosef Nocham Chozeh. Again, every time you have a machlokes, whether you're allowed to daven or not, the rule is he should daven, but he should make it tonight. And then you have to figure out, on Shabbos, you can't make the tonight. So if he's chayav to daven again, make radin, so he should do it like we saw before, daven even on Shabbos. You have no choice. If Maker Din, he really doesn't have to daven, it's just, well, why not? Halavai, Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara, Halavai, you should daven all day long. So, daven, and it'll be Tashlumin, that you can't, I'm sorry, it'll be a Nedava, you don't have a Nedava on Shabbos, so then it depends, like, why you're davening again. Are you really chayav to daven again? You're just throwing in the Tanai to cover your back? So do it on Shabbos without a Tanai. If you're really not chayav, but there's opinion says you are, and therefore you want to daven as a Nedava, that you can't do on Shabbos. So here he says, the Chatchila, Yotein Acham Chodzeh, Shim Lo Yispal, Take Ef Tfilah, Tashlama Acha, Tfilah Chiyubis, Yispal, Tzab, Taras, Nedava. And if I'm not chayav, it's in a dava. Okay, what he would do on Shabbos, I don't know. No, because it's dependent on this machlokes. Sounds like Harbei Achronim take precedence over Yesh Me'achronim, and therefore, really, the question is, which case are we talking about? Well, we skipped all this. There's a big Mishnah Berurah. So first we're talking about where he took a 2-hour break and then he went to daven, and that we had a Yesh Me'achronim against Harbei Achronim, and Harbei Achronim probably win out against the Yesh Me'achronim. Then we had a discussion, even according to the Mekilim, if it's after Sozman Tefillah, you can't do it. Then we said, but according to the Derech HaChaim, if you daven the Iker Tefillah at a B'di'evedika time, so then you could also throw in the Tashlumin at the B'di'evedika time. Now the Mishnah Berurah says the Chatchila Yosef Nachem b'kol zeh. What's kol zeh? All these different machlekesim. Shem lo yispal tekef tefilas hashlama achar tefila achiyuvis. Ah, so talk about this case. He didn't dive in right away. You spell Zibataris in the Dava. But what if it's Shabbos? He doesn't tell us. Maybe footnote 34 tells us. I don't know. Okay. Not sure. Okay, that is Sif Gimel.
גם בשבת.
Right. Which would mean Shabbos, do it without it. Just do it. You can say the Shabbat. Very good. Very good. Right. Sound like B'di'evet on Shabbos. Right. In the case where you separated them. Very good. Yashar Koach. Very good. Okay. Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet is the Bahag. The Bahag says that up to now, we're talking about Tashlumin, he missed one tefillah, and you daven twice the next tefillah. The Bahag holds, if he missed Marav, he davens two Shachris Shmoneh Esrei. If he missed Marav and Shachris, he should daven three Minchas Shmoneh Esrei. Now the question, how to understand the Bahag. The Torah understands that the Bahag holds, it's only within one day. That's why he gives starts with Maariv. Uh-huh. You're never going to have more than three Shemoneh Esrei's. You can't, if I missed a week, if a person is in the hospital for a week, can't daven, whatever. Can't, it doesn't daven 21 Shemoneh Esrei's. The Rabbeinu Yonah understands back saying, no, it's nothing to do with one day. And as soon as he gets out of the hospital, whatever, he's well enough to daven, he should daven 21 Shemoneh Esrei's and catch up all the Shemoneh Esrei's.
Lefi
HaBag.
Why?
No, I assume he agrees with that because that's a Gemara. I can't disagree with that. It's just when you're doing more than one tashlumin, it's only within the day. And then the Rashbam and the Rambam and the Rosh, the most Rishonim hold that no, there's only tashlumin for one tefillah against the Bahag Legamri. So Machlokes is how to understand the Bahag, but most Rishonim hold not like the Bahag at all. That's how the Mechaber Paskins. Siv Dalet ain't Tashlumin Ela the Tfila Hasmucha Bilvad. There's only Tashlumin for the Tfila that is Smucha Bilvad. Only if you miss one, you can dive the next one. Shim Tovas Val Shachris Vilo Mincha. Mispal Arvishtayim. Achrona is Maker for Mincha. Aval Shachris, you lost. Ain't the Tashlumin. Vichem Bishar Tfilos. However, the Mishabura over here. Okay, let's see Sif Hey. Let's see Sif Hey. Even though we pass against Sif Dalet, not like the Bahag, and it's only Tashlumin for one Tefillah. The other Tefillahs that you missed, there's no Tashlumin, you missed it. If he wants a Davin, he wants to make up what he missed, so there's no Tashlumin. But he said, you know, he's only touching for one. He's in the hospital. He missed 21 tefillahs. So the last one that he missed, he can make up. Easy. That's regular tashlumin. What about the other 20? So he missed them. There's no tashlumin. But if he wants a daven and a nedava, v'sheichadish b'shum davar, a real bona fide nedava with a chidush, says the mechaber, harushus biyado, he's allowed to do that. And not only that, but nachon lasos came, and it would be proper for him to do that. So every, for the next 20 davenings, he can each time daven two Shemoneh Esrei's, the second one will just be a nedava to make up for the fact that he missed it. Not b'tor tashlumin, b'tor nedava. So Mishbur Sivkot to Yitzhak points out, I'm Bepim Gadim, Shehiskim Detov, Sheyasna V'Yomar. It's better to make it tonight. Why say Nedav? According to the Bahag. Yeah, so this is what Felder pointed out last time when we learned this, that the example I just gave, I don't know if that would work. That the next 20 tefillahs is going to daven each one twice, and the second one will be in Nedav. It could be he has to do it all right away. It's not so clear. So the Pirkei Avot, it says like this. Tov sheyasni bar im ani chayav l'spala like the Bahag, harezu l'chavasi. V'yemav harezu l'nadava, u'bezeh yatzidei kol adeyas. Sheyesh kama deyash esavim, deyesh tatum l'tfila, filu kama tfila shavru. Because there's an opinion, which is the Bahag, that you can make up even other tfila. So why just call it a nadava? According to the Bahag, you really chayav to daven tashlumin. We don't pass him like that. Okay, but he exists. So if you're already going to daven it, I mean, he says nachon to daven at least in a davat to make up even what you don't have to make up. And why not you daven it in a way that can it could be a regular tashlumin by making this tonight? So that we would say that you can't do on Shabbos because meikar din mipaski that it's not a tashlumin; it's in a davat. So that you would not be able to do on Shabbos.
What about the people from Aish that decide to maslim all those years?
Right.
I don't know where he came out. I didn't hear this.
Right. So that's what we came up with. So Felder wanted to say he has to do it. I don't know if that's true. I'm not sure. As soon as he knows. So
maybe. Maybe
if I'm not sure that's true. I don't know.
If it's at night, probably needs to do
so. He could always do it. If he's making it tonight, he could always do it. But we're just diving under the door. Okay, we're going to see now. We're going to see Mazin soon enough. Vav. Avar kala yom v'lo spal musaf and the tashlumin. There's no tashlumin by musaf. Musaf is different than the other karbanos. The other tefillos are Keneged Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and they were misaking it. It's Rachamim. So aside from the fact that it's Keneged the Karban, there's really no makeup for a Karban. But here it's Rachamim. So Rachamim, you can make up Rachamim. But Musaf is not Rachamim. Musaf is only Keneged the Karban. So you miss the Karban, you miss the Karban. Over Yom HaBatul Karban. So there's no Teshlumin for Musaf. No, he's missed Shacharis. He's going to daven Shacharis, and there's a day with his Musaf. So he's davening Musaf and Mincha. It's not talking about missing Musaf.
Yeah, but he missed Shacharis and Musaf. He's now.
He didn't miss Musaf.
He said he missed.
That's not good. He didn't really miss Musaf. Then you bedieved, you could have the chatchila. Musaf has to be before, I think, Zion shows.
And,
okay. Right. Because the chatchila, because Musaf the chatchila has to be before Zion shows. Bedieved, you have all day for Musaf. Now we're talking about when you miss the whole day. If you miss the whole day, Motzei Shabbos, you know, there's no such thing as davening Musaf, making up Musaf. Okay. Sif Zion. So, there was already a deal, we already pointed out in Sif Aleph, it's Ta'a, the Lashana Gemara is Ta'a, and the Gemara points out, if you're Mevato Tfila, meaning he does it, bemaze it, he misses the Tfila, there's no Tashlumin. Okay, and the Gemara applies the Pasuk, Mu'uvas, Lo Yuchal Liskon, a crooked thing that can't be fixed. And then the Torah says, but, let's say he missed bemaze it. And we said this is very common in Eish guy. He thinks that, although Omer Mutter, the Shara Tzion points out, in the first, in Sifkat and Aleph, Omer Mutter has a din ta. Omer Mutter has Tashlumin. So if an Eish guy thinks that he's supposed to go to Shir, instead of davening, he woke up late. He went to Shir. He thought that's what he's supposed to do. He didn't daven. Now he wants to daven Tashlumin, so he will have Tashlumin. He will have Tashlumin because he's I don't know, it's not a classic Shogi, but it's a classic Omer Mutter. It's Omer Mutter. He thinks that's the right thing to do. He didn't, I'm amazed and say, I don't want to daven Shachros today. So he's Omer Mutter. He would have Tashlumin in such a case. But let's say he's Mamish amazed. Low Bali. I don't want to daven. Okay? So the Torah says, if he wants, so there's no Tashlumin. The Torah writes, if he wants a daven and a dava, he will have the schar of the rachamim of davening. Of davening a nedava. And, okay, I think according to the Torah, he'd have to add, and he has to add a chidush. According to the Beis Yosef, he does not need to. The Shulchan Aruch, Zion. Heziv lo espalal tefila achas. Bemezid, he missed a tefila. There is no tashlumin for mezid. If he does it on purpose, there's no tashlumin. If he wants to, he can daven a nedava. He missed the tefillah. Okay, now he has charata. He's about tshuva. He's doing tshuva for his being in a bad mood, taking it out on Hashem, not davening. He can, if he wants now, he can daven a nedava. And if he's going to daven at the next tefillah, so he does not need to add something. Usually a nedava needs to add something, unless it's a suffix we said, then you don't need to add something. In this case also, if he's davening in the next tefillah, he does not need to add anything, and he could daven a nedava to make up for what he missed. Now, he can't do this on Shabbos, for sure. Mishabos Yivkotan Chof Beis. They say no. This, why shouldn't he need a chiddush? This is a bona fide tefillas nedava, and it requires a chiddush. Now, it could be nowadays, we discussed it, I think, 48. Right. Oh, so here, dear, should they point out, even though the general rule is nowadays, we don't daven a regular nedava. We don't daven nedavas. The line is, halavai, we should have kavana for the three tefillas that we're supposed to daven, and therefore don't add in extra tefillos, halavai, you should daven properly three times a day. So here, he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, if the line is, halavai, you should daven properly three times a day, well, now I only daven twice today, because I missed one, even though it was bemazed. So therefore, here would be an exception to the rule, where he'd be allowed to daven a nedava, even bizman hazeh. It's a machlekes. The Bach and the Gra, Mishabura seems to go with the Bach and the Gra, then he would have to say a Chiddush. But even though it's in a daven, even though we generally don't daven in a daven, Bizman Azeh, that's only stam in a daven. But here, because we don't want to daven 1-3 times a day, because we don't daven as well as we should. We don't have as much karavan as we're supposed to. But here, today you only daven twice. So the third one, he could daven as in a daven. Not davening more than 3 times. Okay, that's Siv Zayin, Siv Ches. Me shalo hispala, but oh, sheishos man le hispala. Now the question is, what is the geder of shogeg, mezid, ta'a, right? So we saw in Sharatzian Aleph that Omer Mutter is ta'a, he can daven tashlumen. But where do you draw the line? You know, daven, 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 daven. He told the guy, daven, daven. He says, yeah, I will, and he forgets. So is that called maze? Is that called shogeg? So that's 2 days in the Mukhe Yosef and the Rama, and we are very lenient in our definition of ta'a, of shogeg. We're very open-minded. So let's see Sivches. Mishal espala ba'ot sheisho zman le espala. Someone didn't daven when he had time to daven. Neisho sovar shedayin yishar lo zman acha sheyigmar oso eisik shumisasik bo. I'm busy, and he figures he'll daven later. And he's sincere. He doesn't plan not davening, he'll daven later. And what happens? He gets caught up in whatever he's doing, and the nudge who's annoying him and trying to remind him disappears. Obegach, arvar lo asha'a. Next thing he knows, got dark out. V'chei mishaya toru b'tzorach mamono shlo yavo idei hefsid. He's involved in a very intense business transaction where he could lose a lot of money. V'idei kach hefsid midas palel. And here, he knew that he was going to miss davening. And he didn't want to miss davening, but he picked money over davening. V'chei mishu shikur v'lo ispalel. This is very relevant last week. Purim. Someone's drunk. He didn't daven. Kulam chashuvi manusim v'yesh lam tashlumen. We're making in all these cases that it's considered a tos, a shogeg, and he will have regular tashlumen in all these cases. Hagar, note, says Rama. V'yu lechatchila lo yavar zman tfila mishim hefse mamon. Lechatchila, he should not lose out on zman tfila because of money. He shouldn't pick money over davening. He should pick davening over money. I mean, he should try to work it out. He can do both. So he said, even if he's involved in some activity and he thinks he'll have time afterwards, so says the Mishaburba, feel me Asik Umidvarman is coming to some base the Isr Mishigiaz Mantfila. Who it be Asik Zeb Isr. Even if it's one of those things that he's not allowed to start before davening mincha. And even if he did it be Isr, he went against Shukhanach. He wasn't supposed to do it. Since he did not calmly say, I'm not davening right now. I'm not davening today. I'm not davening mincha. Since he did not do that, we're going to consider that an ones, and we're going to allow him to daven tashlum. And even though he did something wrong, he started some activity he wasn't allowed to start before davening, and that's exactly why Chazal said to do it, and he was really negligent. Nonetheless, we're very open-minded in this area, and he would be allowed to daven tashlum. That would be considered an ones. Sif Chess. So this we said over from the Gemara back in the beginning of the Simon. He missed Mincha Erev Shabbos. Mispal Arvish Daim Shel Shabbos. He's gonna dive in 2 Friday night Marav Shmoneh Esrei. What's going on? Everything okay?
If someone was lazy and he wasn't oisak in something that was, he was lazy, so he doesn't have tashlumin. So maybe also in this case he won't have tashlumin.
I'm saying the Tzokolchkin, if in such a case, I don't know, that's what the Mishnah says, but even the Aruch HaShulchan says even that case he can daven, and the previous one he brings down from the Makor Chai and he even falls asleep, he's not being very actively doing something if he fell asleep. The Shana came later. Later he fell asleep. Okay, so let's... We'll find it out later. He missed Mincha Erev Shabbos. He davened two Marevs of Shabbos. Rishon al Arvis Vashniel Tashlumin. First one counts as Marev. Second one is Tashlumin. Sifkatan Chav Hey. Now, he missed a weekday davening. Gets up easy. He's going to daven Shabbos, Shmon Esrei. Right? He missed Friday Mincha, 19 brachos. He's going to make it up with 7. That's the rule. You daven two of the tefillos that you need to daven right now. What if he davened the second one was chol? So we already spoke that out. That he's not going to be yotzei if he flips the order. But if he did the right order, first he davens marav, then he davens mincha, and he thinks that the mincha is supposed to daven in shalcho, but the eved is going to be yotzei. We have here Delo Kitaz. The Taz disagrees with this. Maybe we should be passing against the Taz. Did the evidence going to be okay if the second one was a weekday one? Hagavodim lo espal mincha be'erev Rosh Chodesh, mispal shorosh chodesh shtayim. So, who adin if he didn't dive in mincha on erev Rosh Chodesh? He's going to dive in mincha, shorosh chodesh, he's going to dive in twice. Now, there's a difference between, I would think, there's a difference between a Shabbos Shmona Esrei and just a regular Shmona Esrei where you add in Yalav Yavo. So, okay, but this is what the Ramah says. He's going to say Yalav Yavo twice. V'imlo hiski Yalav Yavo b'rishona. If he missed Yalav Yavo in the first, and he said it in the second one, tzarech lachzo u'lispala. Why? Because the fact that he missed it in the first, and he said it in the second, showing that he thinks the first one is the makeup for Mincha, which was not yet Rosh Chodesh. So that's why it's not Yotzei. It's not a din in the Yalav Yavo. It's a din in his Yalav Yavo is showing us that his first Shemona Esrei is his makeup Shemona Esrei, and that, we said, is not good evenly Ikuva. And here, even the Magen Avraham and the Taz are going to agree, because it wasn't in the brain, it's in his mouth. He's saying, he's showing us with his mouth, with the tefillah that he's saying, that he intends for the first one to be the makeup. If he didn't say Yalav Yavo in either one, or he said on the first one, not the second one, Ein Tzarech Lachzor. He does not need to go back. Okay, now not everyone agrees that he needs to say Yalav Yavo twice. Look at the Berhete of Yubez. Kosev HaMagid Avraham, Mishlo Espal Arvis Barosh Chodesh, V'espal Shachar Shtayim, V'lo Mar Yalav Yavo. Hold on a second. No, that's something else. That's something else. Take that back. Okay, let's see Mishlo Sifkaton Chavav. V'chein Posku HaMagid Avraham, Adech HaChayim V'chayadim Shachar Chronim, to say Yalav Yavo in both. D'lo Kalavush V'siyato Shesovim, D'ein Tzach Lazke B'shniya Shal Rosh Chodesh. Not like those who say that the makeup does not need to say Rosh Chodesh. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah is going to give us a very interesting, fascinating rule over here, which is against the Magen Avraham. But this is the rule he lays down from the Prima Gadim and from many Achronim. From the Pre-Chadash, sorry. This is from the Pre-Chadash. In the Bir Halacha, he sort of goes both ways. The Avi Kamar Avi, the Avi Kamar Avi. But in the Mishnah Berurah, he's going to go with the following Mahalich from the Pre-Chadash. Okay, and that is as follows. Should we read inside? Yeah, let's read inside. Very interesting. Okay, we're in the middle of Sifkaton Chaf Vav. Mi shlo espal arvis b'rosh chodesh. Okay, that's back, a little, sort of background. If you miss Yalav Yavo in Shacharis or Mincha, and you finish Manasseh, you have to daven again. If you miss Yalav Yavo in Mariv, you do not need to daven again. Why? We're not going to get into right now. So now, here goes. Mi shlo espal arvis b'rosh chodesh. He missed Marev Rosh Chodesh altogether. V'espal shachris shtayim. And now he has to daven shachris shtayim. The first one is shachris, the second one is the makeup for Marev. V'lo hizki b'shnia Yalav Yavo. And he did not mention Yalav Yavo in the second one, which is the makeup for Marev. Ein tzarech lachzor l'espala. Why? Kevin dafilu im hayom espal ba'arvis gufa v'shachach ein tzarech lachzor. Because even if he would have davened Marev last night and missed Yalav Yavo, he would not have to go back. So now that he's doing it as a makeup for Marev, he also doesn't have to go back. The tashlumi cannot be more chomer than the ikar tefillah. I need to buy a Yosef Katan Memcha. I do not come again from. Magen Avram disagrees with this. Okay, but this is the, again, this is the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah. Although the Berurah Halacha basically says if he wants to daven again, because of the Magen Avram, he could do that. I think most of us would prefer to go with the Mishnah Berurah says you don't need to daven a third time. V'chein, the flip case. Im ta'av l'asmat mincha b'Rosh Chodesh. He missed mincha Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh is a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. If it's a 1-day Rosh Chodesh, we're going to soon see what the Halacha is. U'mispal arvish shtayim. The second one is the makeup for mincha. If he would have missed Yalav Yavo when he was davening mincha, he'd have to repeat mincha. But because he missed mincha, he's davening mincha now at night as a tashlumin for Maariv. So the rule is that the tashlumin cannot be more chomer than if you were davening on time. And the rule is it also can't be more chomer than the ikar tefillah of the ikar's man. Came in the field, be ikra to the arvis in tzarech lachzor b'shul yalavi yavo. Kavachomer, mashu achshav the tashlumin does not have to do it again. He's not, he's yotze. Okay, now the last line of Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chav Zayin. Right, we had a discussion in Sif Aleph. If he flips them in his brain, he's thinking the first one's Tashlumin, and the second one is the regular one, he's not Yotze Tashlumin, according to the Mechaber. Magen Avraham Tzad disagree. Mishnah Berurah brings down the most poskim, agree with the Mechaber. But everyone agrees, if he says something with his mouth, the Shmoneh Esrei shows us that the first one is the makeup and the second one is the regular one. Everyone agrees he's not Yotze. What if the Shmoneh Esrei shows us the first one is the Tashlumin and the second one is the regular one? But in his brain he knows the din and he's thinking, the first one says, this is my regular one, second one Tashlumin. He just got confused and he mixed up the Yalav Yav or Simshol or whatever it is. So that's okay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here at the end of Sifkat and Chav Zayim. Old Kasuv Achron and the Mashikasuv Aramadim. Lo Hiske Berishon and Hiske Beshniyah. Tzarech Lachzor. Hani Mili Bistama. He has Stam Das. Stam is 2 Shmoneh Esreis. When you look at the Shmoneh Esrei, it seems the first one is the Tashlumin and the second one is the regular one. Boom. Not go to the Tashlumin. Avam Kiven Befeiru Sharishon Lashem Chov Avashiyah Lashlama. Yotzo. If he has in mind explicitly that the first one is the regular one and the second one's Ashlama, even though it doesn't look like that, no, we said that he made a mistake, and as long as the mistakes are not ma'akev, it's going to be fine. Okay, Siv Yud. Ta'a v'lo hispala mincha b'shabbos. Okay, this is actually the Ikra halacha that we learned back in Siv Aleph. Okay, we used it in Sif Aleph just to make the point that the order counts and you have to do the Tashlum in second, but here's the Ikra Halacha there from where we learned it. Tov lo espala mincha b'Shabbos. He missed mincha and Shabbos. Mispala b'motzei Shabbos shtayim shel chol. He asked Dav b'motzei Shabbos 2 chol Shmoneh Esreis. Mavdil b'rishona ve'inim avdil b'shnia. He does avdol in the first and not in the second. V'im lo hivdil b'rishona ve'avdil b'shnia. And if he did not do avdol in the first and he did in the second, shnia also lo, rishona lo also lo. The first one does not count. Why? Not anything to do really with the Havdalah, just because the Havdalah shows us the fact that he didn't say Havdalah in the first, said in the second, that he intends for the first one to be the makeup. In Hivdil Bishtein, or Lo Hivdil Bishtein, Yotze, and if he did Havdalah in both, or he didn't do Havdalah in both, he's Yotze, because it's not the Havdalah here that counts, it's the Havdalah shows us that what's going on in his brain is that the first one will be the Tashlumin. And that's no good. Okay, that's what Mishnah Berurah points out, Sifkat and Chav Ches, meaning why he should say Havdalah in both. Why is Havdalah different than Yalav Yavo? The answer is no, Havdalah is different than Yalav Yavo. Havdalah is just a technical thing that you need to do Havdalah. It's not, it doesn't become an etzem part of the davening like Yalav Yavo, Me'ina Ma'ora, like Yalav Yavo. So Yalav Yavo, he's gonna have to do twice. And a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, if he missed Mincha, has to do twice. But when it comes to Havdalah, he just has to do one Havdalah. So the Havdalah should preferably be in the first one, because that's the Maariv. If he flips it, he's not Yotze. But that's only because we assume that his das is the first one should be Tashlumin. But again, if his kavanah in the first one, this is my ikar one, and then he forgets Yalav Yavo, and the second one is Tashlumin, and he davens Yalav Yavo, so then since his kavanah was to do it properly, it's okay.
I think
I've done the same thing, right? I'm talking about it though. Sif Yud Aleph. Ta'a b'mincha shel Shabbos. This is the famous Okay. So mincha shel Shabbos v'spal shmona esrei. V'lo hizkir shel Shabbos. Okay, a mincha Shabbos, he was on automatic pilot, and he didn't daven a mincha Shabbos shmona esrei. He only davened the regular chol shmona esrei. And he didn't realize it until after Avdol, until at night time. So, yes, daven again. Mispalel b'motzei Shabbos. Well, hold on, it's not so posh, but let's see. Mispalel b'motzei Shabbos shtayim. He has to daven a motzei Shabbos two. The eino mavdil bashniya, but he doesn't make avdol in the second one because that's the nekaf in mincha. However, okay, this is a major machlokas. We've shown him it's 2 days in Tosis. Let's see shivkat and lama beis. So what happened? He davened mincha today, regular chol dika mincha, not Shabbos mincha. So, should he make up tonight and daven two Shmona Esres? So, let's see what the Mishnah says. Yesh b'zeh machlokas. Hatoisis b'shem ri svirlu. De'ein tzach lachzor b'shul zeh. He does not need to daven tashlum and motzei Shabbos. Why? The kfar is b'al Shmona Esre. He daven Shmona Esre mincha. What's wrong? Rak sheshachach sheshabbos. He forgot to put in the Shabbos part. Ukishi Yashlim, so if he's gonna daven two Marev, is he spell Shmona Esrei, Velo Yaskel Shel Shabbos, so he's gonna daven two weekday Marev, so what's that gonna help him? Ma Yaviyah, was that Tashlumin? How's that gonna help him? And therefore, no Tashlumin. However, V'chachmei Provancha, Svir Lu Demashis, spell Shmona Esrei, Velo Shabbos, Havek Yilu Lo Spell Klal! No! When you daven a weekday Shmona Esrei, Mincha, it's like you get no credit, zero, you didn't daven at all. He didn't do it properly, no credit. Okay, and therefore you need to daven tashlumin, because if you didn't daven at all, it's if you skip it entirely. Okay, so that's the machlokas. One side says when you daven the weekday instead of Shabbos, it's as if you did not daven at all, you need to tashlumin. The other one says no, you davened. You didn't mention Shabbos. Okay, that was a problem. And if it was still Shabbos, you would daven mincha again with Shabbos. But now it's Motzei Shabbos. You're not going to get Shabbos. Shabbos is gone. And there was no point to davening tashlumin, because you were considered to have already davened. You just missed out on the Shabbos as Shabbos element. Okay, and we have the same thing with Yalev Yavo. When he forgets Shabbos, he forgets Yalev Yavo at mincha, and now he remembers at night, and night is no longer Rosh Chodesh. So one side says, if you forget Yalev Yavo, it's as if you didn't daven at all, tefillah zero, you have to daven again Tashlumin. The other side says, no, you daven, you just missed the Ne'ein HaMa'ora, and you'd have to daven again, if it was still Rosh Chodesh, to say Yalev Yavo. But it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. So what is it going to help? You already considered to have daven. You just missed the Ne'ein HaMa'ora. You can't make up the main of Ma'orah with a Tashlumin after Rosh Chodesh is finished, because you're not going to say Rosh Chodesh anymore. It's not Rosh Chodesh. Bye-bye Rosh Chodesh. That's going to come up at the end of this Sif. Okay, so the Mechaber does not pask in the Shailah. He just comes with the straight compromise with the Nedava. He says like this. Yispalel osa betoras nedava. The second Shmona Esrei that he's doing for Tashlumin, he should daven betoras nedava. Ve'eino tzarech lechadish badavar. He does not need to be mechadish anything. The chiddush is always that you get out of the suffix, that you yotze yetfila. Vu'adinim lo iski yalev yavo b'mincha shel rosh chodesh. It's the same thing. You daven a nedava. Okay, here the Mishnah Berurah tells us what to do on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Lamed Gimel. B'Shabbos Yontiv Ein Mispala Tefila Suffik. De'ech Yasne. De'ech Mevina Dabar B'Shabbos. We don't bring optional korbanos on Shabbos. We don't have optional tefillas on Shabbos. And therefore, here in this case, where I guess it seems to be even Steven, so we're davening it. It's not Mikud, you have to daven again. It's even Steven. So we have a suffix. You want to daven as, Mechavis to daven as a, with a tonight, that if it's not necessary, it's a nedava. Can't do that on Shabbos. So, and we just had this, we pointed out 3 weeks ago. Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni Tavshin Ayin Vav was Thursday, Friday, going into Shabbos. So if you forgot Mincha, let's say you ran into Mincha late, you didn't hear the bang. You forgot Yalev Yavo. You didn't realize it until after it was too late. It's already Shabbos. So, do you daven? So what do you do? If it was a weekday, you daven again and make it tonight. And if it's not necessary, it's in the Dava. But now it's Friday night. So Shabbos, you can't daven with it tonight. So, he's off the hook. I don't know if it's called off the hook. He's not Yotze, but whatever. He doesn't have to daven again. Sif Yud Beis. Okay, Sif Yud Beis, we spent a lot of time already, it's kind of a doozy. Okay, based on what we just learned, that when you missed, let's say, you missed Mincha, Shabbos Mincha, he missed, he's going to daven two Maaribs. And it, b'diavad, if he said two, he's supposed to do Havdalah in the first, not the second. Or if he did Havdalah in both, b'diavad is Yotzeh. Based on that, the Mechaber wants to say, you see, that if you daven something that does not need to be davened, okay, b'diavad, it's not a hefsek, does not ruin your Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, that's what the Mechaber says. Hatoy umazkim ora shar yomei batfilah shelo b'zman elohavi hafsaka. If you daven something that you weren't supposed to do, so it's not called a hefsek. And the mocker is from this sugya. So the Be'er Heitev here brings down that really, so the I don't want to get into this again. I don't have clarity. It's a balagan. There's three mechabers that all seem to contradict each other. One is in Kuf Dal Vav, one is in Kuf Yud Dal Zayin, and one is over here in Kuf Ches Yud Beis. The smoothest mahalach that will make this sif not relevant to the other two and not contradict the other two and not have anything to do with the other two is if you understand that, like the Be'er Heitev brings down, but which is not the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it. According to the Mishnah Berurah, we really have some heavy duty working out to do. But the mahalach over here that the Be'er Heitev brings down is that we're only talking about something that is relevant. And most of the poskim do not understand the Mishnah Berurah, the mechaber this way. Again, hatoa umazki ma'ore shayom batfila shlob zman alavi havsaka. If you mistakenly mentioned atachonatano or yalaviyava or something like that at a time where you didn't need to say it, it's not a hefsek. Hagamiu mniska shita posik afila beemta bracha. But if you realize that you're making this mistake in the middle of a bracha, whatever, so you stop right away. Don't continue saying the mistaken thing that you're not supposed to be saying. So it's not a hefsek when you say this thing that you didn't need to say, Mishnah Berurah says. So the Mishnah Berurah gives an example of saying Yalav Yavo on a random Tuesday. It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Cholamo, it's not nothing, just randomly throw in Yalav Yavo. If you understand it like that, this is very problematic and you have to deal with everything else. It happens to be the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Lamaches that Rav Achronim disagree with that Mahalach. Lohavi Havsaka means Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Lamaches Shiyatar Chayadeh Lachzol LaRosh or Letzchilas HaBracha Shehifsik Ba. It's not a hefsek. You don't need to go back to the beginning of Yishmon Esrei. You don't need to go back to the beginning of the bracha. You just keep going. Veroba achronim cholkin al psak zel tefila de lo adiv zem hefsek besicha beemtza tefila. It's like throwing in go Yankees in the middle of davening. The pasuk al shulchan aruch le'el in kuf dalet vav shetzarach lachzol letzchilas habracha. And some will say to go back even to the beginning of Yishmon Esrei if it's b'meizah. But here it's b'shogeg. Then he brings down. So it's. Hard to fit everything in. If you say it's limited, so everyone disagrees with Mechaber, because how can you compare saying two Havdalahs on Motzei Shabbos when they weren't necessary to throwing in Yalav Yavo on a random Tuesday? Random Tuesday throwing Yalav Yavo, that's much worse than it's Motzei Shabbos, it's the time for Atach HaNotanu. You just said it already, so you don't need to say it again. That's not, why would that be a hesek? That's not such a big deal. So they don't like the extension of the Mechaber from this din of two Atach HaNotanos into everything else. Now the Be'er Heitev says, no, the Mishnah Berurah, Mechaber never meant to extend it. But all the poskim say he did, the Mishnah Berurah understands that he did, and the Achronim all come and disagree, and they say it's like a hefsek sicha, and you have to go back at least to the beginning of the bracha. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings down a compromise sort of from the Derech HaChaim, and says like this. If you throw in some unnecessary tefillah that doesn't belong, if it's a sheker muchlat, it's something that's not true. You say, B'yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh, today, which is Rosh Chodesh. And today is not Rosh Chodesh. Sheker muchlat, that's going to be a hefsek. But if you just throw in something random, you said Yalav Yavo, but you didn't say Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Until Yom Rosh Chodesh, you say Hashem should remember us, remember Klai Yisrael, remember the Beis HaMikdash, Yishalayim. Again, you threw it in, it wasn't necessary. So that's not a hezek. You didn't say anything that was a sheker. It's only when you say today is Rosh Chodesh, it's not today is Pesach, today is Sukkot, that's a sheker, and that's going to be a hezek. Otherwise, it says it's not going to be considered a hefsek.
So you just stop where you are and continue.
Stop where you are and continue.
And if you did say Rosh HaKodesh is there, then
go back to it.
What if you did say Rosh HaKodesh is there?
Go back to it.
Hold on a second. What's your question?
If you did say Rosh HaKodesh is there.
Sheker. Once you already mentioned the Rosh Chodesh Hazeh,
So it seems like it's going back to the beginning of the bracha, not Ritzei. Oh yeah, Ritzei. You didn't yet say Hamachazish Kinas Lotzion. Right, go back to Ritzei. Right. Go back to Ritzei. But to really understand this, I don't. You have to get it straight with Kuf Dalav and Kuf Yudal Zayin and all three Mechabers. One Mechaber says it's not a Hefzik. One Mechaber says you go back to the beginning of the bracha. One Mechaber says it's very heavy. We spoke about it a couple of times. I thought I understood it. I realize I still don't understand. I do not have clarity. I was going to sit with the Rav today, and I should have maybe, but I did not. I don't know. This is what it is.